Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again to Share the World podcast. This is the third episode of a special series on the galactic history of this world, known on ETI star maps as Placentia, Planet of Plenty and Rebirth. I'm Joseph Entree, your host, and these communications are coming to you directly from the headquarters of galactic government at the great central sun of this galaxy, known as Immaculate Scepter Synthesia, Immaculate Conception of the Synthesis. So without further ado, here is Chapter 3 of Placentia, A Galactic History. The title of this chapter is Placentia, Planet of Rebirth. Microcosms, being eternal spirit, cannot be destroyed. The solar catastrophe left 24 billion entities as spaced-out souls drifting in the astral realms of their planets. The circuitry of their etheric soul, however, still contained all the false conditioning they had taken on leading up to the solar catastrophe, plus the extreme fear of death now embedded in them from going through the event, plus the effects of going through the firestorm, which damaged their etheric circuitry. Dealing with this situation has taken, from then, 6 million years ago, up until right now, when the God Force, with our assistance, redeems the beings here in bodies and all life on this world back into its kingdom over the next 1,000 years. The karmic cleansing this world is going through now is simply a necessary purification and awakening, albeit an unpleasant one. This is because we reap what we sow. Centuries of greed and violence are all playing back as God's Spirit is poured out on all flesh now to heal the entire situation. Back then, we began our rescue operation by creating plasmic soul boats filled with healing energy that could easily hold the billions of damaged souls, who we picked up and put to comforting sleep in timeless, suspended animation while the soul boats floated in solar orbit. Next was selecting a planet we could use to create and sustain life on the outside surface, one that was floating lifeless in far solar orbit, but which had huge polar ice caps and 2 moons. Using tractor beams, we first moved one of the moons over to Jupiter, a planet large enough to balance numerous moons in orbit. Then we towed this planet and its remaining moon into the exact and only orbital position wherein the sun's energy was balanced with the needs of future life on the exterior surface, setting the planet and the moon spinning at just the right speed. Placentia, Planet of Plenty and Rebirth, is the name the universe assigned to this world. Over the next few million years, Placentia would be created as a healing station for the billions of microcosms affected by the solar catastrophe, where life would exist on the exterior surface, which was originally barren rock. The heavenly abode was built at this point, a huge etheric plasmic bubble, not unlike a giant hot air balloon, tethered to the moon and trailing it in orbit. All 24 billion souls were awakened and transferred from the soul boats to live in heaven in their astral bodies until the process of incarnating into physical bodies began in the far distant future. The nature of the heavenly abode is this: the environment and atmosphere are created by mind, images that attract etheric plasma to assume a light form, and it has many parts sufficient to support and spiritually educate the billions of souls who would pass back and forth between bodies on the planet and rest and recovery in heaven. Numerous high beings volunteered to staff and serve in it, as many were and are needed. To generate a biosphere and transform the surface of the planet to sustain life took a few million years. This world was initially landscaped by rotating the whole planet, bringing the ice caps to the equator to mostly melt and form oceans, sculpting continents with raw mountain ranges, empty plains, etc., formed in the process. It was later returned to its seasonal tilt position, ready for the next phase in the God Mind's plan after things settled down, which took a while. To complete the resurfacing was to give this raw world some interesting features, which was done using powerful energy beams from a mothership to shape coastlines, define mountains, create great lakes and rivers. Smaller ships would come in closer and refine things even more, creating the basis for an incredibly beautiful, diverse world. The next step was building the biosphere. You might ask, where did earth, water, and air, the DNA, RNA, seeds, plant life, animals, and most importantly, human bodies come from? Wonder no more. The New Jerusalem mothership has a micro-nova on board, which, as an aspect of the God mind, can manifest anything in creation as it imagines is needed. All the DNA, RNA life forms put here originally were manifested through our micronova, from amoebas to dinosaurs, to seeds and human bodies, which are made in the image of our cosmic eternal bodies. Special bacteria was created and sprayed on the barren surface of this planet, mixed with water from melting ice. With other added enzymes, over time, rock would change into rudimentary soil. The air of oxygen, nitrogen, etc. was a special case. It was initially manufactured through the alchemical manipulation of water and generated over a long period as the world was eventually covered in trees and plants and animals. Mostly trees initially, eventually filling most of North America, Europe, Asia, South America, and Africa with forests of trees, for instance. The lungs of the planet that support life by producing oxygen. Forests that would also supply the wood used by the civilization to come. The lower forms of life were introduced here soon enough as all of the species that comprised the dinosaur age, which again were produced originally in our micronova. Their purpose was to further build up the soil and to assist the growth and spread of trees and basic plant life as the soil slowly took shape over a long period. You can see the God mind is incredibly creative. Our spaceships do have some amazing tools, such as the ones used to build the pyramid temple cities, which came about 5.5 million years into the project. By then, the planet was roughly landscaped and developed to support life, with water, air, and the whole range of bacteria, cell life, insects, mitochondria, etc., needed to support the life system. At this point, there was only basic plant life, no human bodies, nor any of the higher animal life forms that would be present later. That would come during the Eden period, which was the 400,000-year era of the Pyramid Temple cities. It was all set in motion, what is called evolution, to raise the life force and refine the physical forms automatically as the planet rotated, the sun's energy supplying the basic fuel for growth. With the program embedded by God Mind into the DNA RNA, to evolve the consciousness of the beings and the world itself to eventual complete spiritual rebirth for all souls, and the world transformed into a space-age paradise. This is what's coming after the present controlled karmic cleansing of the world is over. There you have it, brothers and sisters. That's chapter 3 of Placentia, A Galactic History. Chapter 4 in the next episode is entitled The Pyramid Temple Cities. And we look forward to sharing this with you in the next episode. Till then, bye-bye.